Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
On the 5th of September, 1905, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt successfully mediated a peace treaty between Russia and Japan. The two empires had been waging war in Manchuria since February 1904, focusing on control of a warm water port, Port Arthur. As one of the many provisions of the Treaty of Portsmouth, Russia recognized Korea as part of Japan's sphere of influence. That did not go down well with the Joseon dynasty that ruled Korea and had been ruling Korea since the 1300s. Korea's Joseon Empire had slowly embraced a pro-Russian stance in opposition to Japan and to supplement support from China. Emperor Gojong had even spent a year in the Russian legation in 1896 after the murder of his wife by a pro-Japanese faction. But the emperor didn't give up, and the Russians didn't stop helping. In 1907, Roosevelt prevailed on the nations of the world to hold a second Hague Convention in the Netherlands. The first Hague Convention had resulted in new rules of war and avenues to avoid it, and as far as 1907 was concerned, was a rousing success. This second conference included representatives from nations on every continent in the world except Australia, which was still represented by England, and Antarctica, which didn't have any people. Emperor Gojong saw this as the last chance for Korea. He prepared three emissaries to secretly travel to the convention without Japan's knowledge. Secrecy was key. Russia's Tsar Nicholas II, yeah, he's the one that would end his reign with the Bolshevik Revolution. Russia's Tsar Nicholas II helped by smuggling the emissaries into the conference hall without Japan's knowledge. Or so they thought. Japan found out. They stopped the emissaries. They objected to their entry on the basis that, according to that Treaty of Portsmouth in 1905, Japan had the right to represent Korea's interests at the conference. The emissaries were turned away. They did not get to plead their case in front of the countries of the world. As a result, Japan deposed Emperor Gojong and installed his son Sunjong as emperor and forced him to sign a succession of treaties that eventually resulted in the annexation of Korea by Japan in 1910. If Emperor Gojong had been able to protect his secrecy a little more, who's to say if his emissaries might have succeeded? If only he had the equivalent of a good VPN, something to keep spies from seeing his traffic and know. This isn't a ham-handed transition to a sponsor, but the descendant of Emperor Gojong and heir to the throne did create private internet access, one of the most well-reviewed VPNs on the planet. And then he recreated the Joseon Empire with blockchain. Let's help you know a little more about virtual Korea. Andrew Lee is a geek. The Indianapolis native studied at Purdue, the University of Buffalo, and like many tech entrepreneurs, focused on his own passions rather than finishing that degree. As a fan of IRC, Internet Relay Chat, Lee wanted a way to secure his conversations. IRC revealed IP addresses, which was something nefarious folks could use to track you, especially if you traded in torrents, you know, Linux ISOs. To protect yourself, you needed a VPN, but there were a lot of untrustworthy VPNs out there. So in 2009, Andrew Lee started London Trust Media with the aim of taking VPN mainstream. And in 2010, London Trust Media founded Private Internet Access, PIA, an open-source VPN provider. PIA focused on privacy. It has a no-logs policy to this day, a kill switch, and decent speeds. Deloitte audited PIA in 2022 and found its server configurations were not designed to identify users. It is one of the most well-respected, privacy-preserving VPNs out there to this day. Lee's activities after the founding of PIA mostly read like a typical tech entrepreneur. He got into Bitcoin in the early days. He started a Bitcoin price tracker in 2013 called Mt. Gox Live, which was eventually sold to the ill-fated Mt. Gox cryptocurrency exchange itself. Lee acquired Freenode IRC in 2017. And in 2018, he acquired something else, the title of Crown Prince. Let's go back to 1910 for a second. Emperor Sunjong has once again acquiesced to Japanese demands and this time, in 1910, sealed the fate of Korea's Joseon Empire. Sunjong signed the Japan-Korea Annexation Treaty. That's the one that made Korea part of Japan, at least as far as Japan was concerned. In thanks, Japan demoted Sunjong from emperor to king. Sunjong died in 1926, and his powerless title passed to his brother Yi-un. Another brother, Yi Kang, had seniority, but had married a commoner and was passed over, therefore.
This was Korea at the end of World War II, a country liberated after 40 years under Japanese domination and looking forward at last to peace and freedom. Most Koreans had never known what it was to live in a free country under a government of their own. But for the very young, the prospects of such a life seemed bright. Theirs was to be a free Korea.
Now, of course, as you probably know, eventually the Allies defeated Japan in World War II, and the liberation of Korea in 1945 brought about a republic in the South. The monarchy was not restored. And while North Korea does actually use the word Joseon in its official name, it also does not recognize a royal family, at least not Gojong's descendants as a royal family. However, the descendants still lived. They were people. There are many descendants of the royal court, and more than one of them claim to be the legitimate heir to the throne. A few of them are even lobbying for the creation of a constitutional monarchy in Korea, similar to what they have in the United Kingdom. One of the claimants to the throne is Yi Kang's son, Yi Sok. Yi-sok has a colorful history himself. He was born in Sarong Palace in 1941 in the waning days of Japan's occupation of Korea. With the founding of the Republic of Korea in 1945, the imperial family was sent out of the palace. And Yi-sok struggled, but eventually found success as a singer. The singing prince, Yi Sok, had a hit album called Pigeon House in 1967. He fought for Korea in the Vietnam War. He immigrated to the U.S. for a time and worked as a landscaper, then returned to Korea in the 1990s and eventually began working for the city of Jeonju's tourism department and as a professor of history at Jeonju University. Now, here's the connection of all of this to our main story. In 2006, Yi Sok founded the Imperial Culture Foundation of Korea in order to lobby for a constitutional monarchy. Since the death of his cousin Yi Ku in 2005, Yi Sok considers himself the head of the House of Yi and crown prince and therefore heir to the Joseon throne. Let's be real clear about this. Not everybody agrees who the legitimate heir to the Joseon throne is. There is no imminent possibility of the throne being restored by the Republic of Korea. Yi Sok's claim is disputed. But the man knows how to steal a headline. As Andrew Lee, founder of PIA VPN, tells it, he was playing Super Smash Brothers when a distant relative named Won Jun Lee interrupted him with a visit. Won Jun Lee's grandfather is Yi Sok, After a conversation and a look at some family photos, Andrew Lee was convinced to fly Isok to L.A. and take him to some golf tournaments and celebrity galas. They bonded over their shared love of music, and in the end, Isok proposed adopting Andrew Lee as his heir. On October 6, 2018, at a ceremony in Beverly Hills, California, Isok declared Andrew Lee the Crown Prince of Korea and heir to the throne. In an interview with Korea IT Times, Andrew Lee explained, "The great King Sejong never wished for the great Korean people to have restricted access to the internet." And he announced plans to create an imperial fund to invest in small businesses in Korea and teach coding. The family intends to educate the great Korean people with web and software development, Lee said. And while the imperial family doesn't have its great stores of wealth anymore, Andrew Lee has made his own. He has those early Bitcoin investments, and in 2019, Israeli company Cape Technologies bought PIA for $95.5 million. Now, Lee didn't get all of that, but he got a chunk. Enough that in 2020, he moved into a $12.6 million house in Thousand Oaks, California. Andrew Lee also continued Yi Sok's tradition of music.
I saw my watch, I guess time is frozen. Everyone stop, we're in continual motion.
In 2023, Lee appeared under the name King Lee, rapping on J Money's album Done It All. And most importantly, King Andrew Lee has restored the Joseon dynasty. In March 2022, Lee founded Joseon 2.0, a cloud-based, blockchain-operated successor of the Joseon dynasty. Its digital charter makes it clear it has no territorial aims. They don't want trouble from South Korea. They don't want to try to do anything on the peninsula. But it does consider itself a virtual successor of the Imperial Kingdom founded in 1392. To bolster its legitimacy, Joseon 2.0's charter claims that treaties signed with the original kingdom are in full force. That's based on the fact that Emperor Gojong never agreed to be deposed, and so treaties signed with Gojong were perpetual. So if Andrew Lee is the heir to Gojong and the Republic of Korea has no ties to an imperial family, then King Andrew Lee asserts his virtual kingdom is the legitimate successor of Gojong's. Joseon 2.0 has also established bilateral relations with Antigua and Barbuda. Joseon 2.0 says this makes it the first cyber nation to be recognized by a UN member. And of course, there is a cryptocurrency. It's called the Joseon Mun, or JSM, which has about $5 million of trading value at around a penny US per coin. Now, many organizations have tried and fallen short to become a real virtual nation, a legitimate, practical, working virtual nation. But none, to my knowledge, have claimed the centuries-long tradition that Joseon 2.0 does. We'll leave you to judge the legitimacy of the various claims to that tradition. As for me, I hope you know a little more about Joseon 2.0. Know a Little More is researched, written, and hosted by me, Tom Merritt. Editing and production provided by Anthony Lemos in conjunction with Will Saddleberg and Dog and Pony Show Audio. It's issued under a Creative Commons Share Attribution 4.0 international license.
Dog and Pony Show Audio.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.